The opinions and views expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not reflect the official positions of Lansing Community College, its administration, or WLNZ.
Crawl out from under your bridges, because it's time for Trolling the Mitten. Your favorite local comedy podcast where we bring you the best and brightest from the Great Lakes State. I'm your host, Errol Gribble, a Michigan Reconnect student here at Lansing Community College in the Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema program, where, just like in nature, stars are forged through exposure to pressure and a lot of hot air. Y'all, welcome back to the show. I am humbled, honored, and honestly kind of shocked that I persuaded our guest star to join us today. As regular listeners know, a lot of my guests are actors and comedians I've worked with IRL. But today's guest, Ms. Catherine Palomino, was actually my public speaking instructor right here at LCC. I mean, I guess that's proof she's a great teacher, considering she taught me how to give a persuasive speech. And you know what? She is great. Kate is amazing. I dare you. Check out her Rate My Professor page. This woman is an academic rock star. But also, and more importantly for this show, she's a stand-up comedian. Right here in the Great Lakes State, mostly around Grand Rapids where she lives, but she's worth a commute across the state if you don't live there. This woman is hilarious. And I got to be honest, between you and me, and I guess everyone else who listens to this episode, that's the real reason I took her class. I figured if I bugged her enough, she'd be on my show. And I was right! Now, of course, it was the greatest decision I've ever made for the shallowest reason ever. Catherine Palomino really is an incredible educator. Kate integrates performance and engagement into student-centered academic instruction. I mean, she's got nearly three decades of experience in the Michigan education system. She has two master's degrees, a certification. She's done TED Talks. Like, I have never met a comedian who likes school this much or at all. But Kate Palomino is a unicorn, and we are lucky to have found her. Today, the character she's playing, the setting, the insanity, it's all from her brain. She's playing Miss Margie Clute from Hudsonville, Michigan. Now, living on the west side of the state is a specific experience, especially for the more progressive amongst us. Some real quick history. A huge number of Dutch colonists immigrated here from the Netherlands in the 1800s, settled around Grand Rapids, Hudsonville, and Holland. What a coincidence, crossing an ocean to end up right back at home. But remember, these folks aren't fleeing religious persecution, although they might argue differently. They're fleeing progressivism. They literally seceded from the National Church of the Netherlands in 1834, called themselves the Christian Seceded Church, praised for its fervent spirit and stern orthodoxy, and immigrated to the U.S. I mean, these are folks who came to America to resist change. Welcome to the melting pot, baby. So it's a surprise to no one that they seceded again in 1882 in reaction to Americanization. They called themselves the Christian Reformed Church, whose appeal was its Dutchness, upheld by the motto, "In isolation is our strength." Now, Kate, on the other hand, taught us how to give a persuasive speech by telling us the story of how she came out to her family. I mean, we're talking about an out and proud lesbian comedian whose fashion sense resembles a sexy Mr. Smee. So you can imagine she might have some strong opinions against exclusion, as do I. And for the record, as does Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids has an incredibly inclusive and progressive community. It is an amazing city that everyone should visit, but I do admire the tenacity of some of us trolls here. Although the goats above the bridge are even more stubborn. But I admire even more Ms. Catherine Palomino's ability to completely embody and completely eviscerate that stubbornness. So I hope you enjoy my completely improvised interview with Margie Clute, wedding planner, as much as I did. No script, no rehearsal, no problem. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are super excited today. We're actually in Hudsonville, Michigan, out on the west coast, Michigan's west coast, just a reminder, here at a beautiful little church, part of the Dutch Reformed movement, I'm sure. And with us today is Margie Clute.
Well, hello.
Hello, Margie.
It's an honor to be here.
Margie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks you for having us all the way out here. It's a lovely basement. I do see there's a lot of stuff still like stacked up, ready to set up. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you already stated, my name is Margie Kloot.
And very Dutch. That name's got to be Dutch.
It's very Dutch. Yeah, yeah. I come from a line of Kloots that are actually from the greater Hudsonville area.
Oh.
Yeah.
How great is the greater Hudsonville area?
Well, there's about three families.
Oh, wow.
And we're all interrelated, but sure. I am 100% Kloot on my mom and dad's side.
Okay. That's fantastic. Good. And you all come over from the old country, from the Netherlands?
Originally, we came from the Netherlands. Okay. It was a little too liberal there.
Oh.
And so we reestablished in West Michigan.
I did hear. Okay.
Yeah. And don't always feel good about Holland here in the States, just like we don't feel good about Holland in Europe.
Oh, wow. There's a little contention with our local Holland, Michigan.
There is, only because of the name association.
Oh. You still got a grudge against the old Holland.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. You really do. You're a spitfire of an old lady. Might I ask, how young are you, Margie?
I am not as old as you think.
Oh.
It's probably my outfit. I'm very conservative.
Very. That skirt goes all the way down.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does. Thank you for noticing.
Of course.
I am a ripe 37.
You do? Okay. Do the Dutch like moisturizer or...
it depends.
Skincare?
It depends. We do not believe in testing on animals.
Sure.
So,
good for you.
Yeah, right. So
That's pretty liberal.
It is very liberal. We don't like testing lotion on animals, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to
clarify
that.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here today, Margie? What's this? Where are we, first of all?
Well, we are at the Dutch Reformed 37th Reformed Church of Hudsonville.
Okay, 37th Reformed. That's a lot of reforming.
There are lots of options in Hudsonville, but this one is part of our family.
Okay.
I have been part of this church since I was born, even before I was born. I will say that I grew up in the church, involved with cadets, involved with all of the things that could get me prepared for serving the Lord as a lady.
Oh, hold on. Let me back up for our listeners. What's a cadet? It's not a military cadet. This is in the church's...
Correct.
The War of God.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Cadets and Gems. Cadets is the youth group for boys, and the Gems are the youth group for girls. So we are raised properly in our sex role stereotypes about how we should behave as we get older, and I'm thankful for it.
So you're a fan of the binary.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Like there's men and women, and you don't see a lot of gray.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God created man, God created woman, and I don't see any other options.
All right. Okay. If you're interested... You might even want to listen to some of my other episodes. There are other options out there, but that's okay. Well, I'm just here to learn about you. So what is the Reformed Church? For those of us who don't know, for our listeners, there was a big conglomeration of Dutch folk who moved out here because it was too liberal in the Netherlands.
Yes.
But you were the Reformed Church already?
The Reformed Church, yes, and there's two sections of it. There's the Reformed Church and there's the Christian Reformed Church, and we are Reformed. And I don't want to be...
Does that mean you're not Christian?
No, that... Absolutely, it means we are Christian.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
In fact, we're more Christian.
You can put that down. It's cool.
We're more Christian than anyone else.
Oh, because you take the word out, that makes you more Christian than everyone else.
That is one way to look at it.
How do you become more Christian than other people?
Well, I'll tell you right now that we are loyal to our families, and we are loyal to our communities, and we stand in protest with things we don't believe in, and we are committed to preaching the word of God wherever we go, unless that means going into scary parts of the big city.
Oh, let's talk about you and how Christian you are.
Correct.
You have a business, or is this volunteer work that
it's
you
do? Volunteer. Okay. They've offered to pay me, but I have said no, that I want that money to just go right back to the church. When I graduated from Christian high school, I enrolled in GRCC.
What's that?
Grand Rapids Community College.
Shout out to all the community colleges out there.
And I will tell you, college is not for everyone. I saw a lot of smoking, a lot of scantily clad women, and
acting like Gems.
Right? Not at all acting like Gems.
Okay.
Not at all. And I was there for about a semester, was trying to decide what I wanted to do, and I realized what I wanted to do was back in Hudsonville and did not require me to use a degree. I had many friends that went to CC and then went on to Grand Valley and graduated. that's not for me. Okay. So I ended up staying with my family in Hudsonville.
Right on.
And was given an opportunity, mostly because I was always just hanging around the church.
Oh, okay.
And so they said, we have opportunity for you to serve couples getting married. And that intrigued me because even though I am not married yet,
ripe 37.
Correct.
Tick, tick, tick.
I know. I'm working on it. There aren't very many single available eligible bachelors in Hudsonville. Yeah. Most of them have been married since they were 17 years old.
Sure. That makes sense.
And I missed out. So now
How did that happen? Was there just the ratio was bad in high school?
It's a little too personal for me to share.
Oh, I am so sorry.
And Margie, I feel like if I engage further with you on that, that violates a boundary of who I am as a woman and who I will be given to when I marry the man of my dreams.
No, I don't want to tarnish the gem.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, go ahead. My apologies.
Thank you. So they have given me the opportunity to serve married couples by being the coordinator and host of the church basement a la basketball gym with carpet to host the receptions, which is a very, very traditional and very, very common way that young married couples in Hudsonville celebrate their marriage with a reception in the church basement afterwards.
No, absolutely. My sister herself got married in our Episcopalian church basement.
Episcopalian, huh?
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm not super connected to it. So if that offends you, don't worry about it.
I'm not offended. I just forget that other parts of Christianity exist outside of the Dutch Reformed Church.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Dutch are pretty isolationist, huh?
We like our independence and our alone time from everyone else. And we will take that as far as we can, as the Lord has told us to.
I have to admit, when I was coming into town, my Google Maps was taking me places, and about 5 miles outside of town, I got some real stares, not friendly stares from folks.
Well, if you're not from here, we know.
Yeah, that was the look. I saw somebody like finger across the throat. It was a little scary, but that's working for y'all out here.
It's how we've always done it, and it's how we always will do it.
Yeah, just a small suggestion. Maybe a little less alone time. Mm-hmm. There might be more gentlemen you could marry.
I'll consider it, but sure. I want to marry my own kind, even if that means my own family.
Okay, so you're essentially a wedding planner.
That is correct. That is correct.
That's fantastic. You know, folks make a good amount of money for that. Do folks pay the church what normal wedding planners would get paid?
Yes, they pay the church, and usually they pay the fees for the food and the drink that we have there. But again, as I said, I don't take any of the money. I give it all right back to the Lord.
Amen, sister. Like, can I ask? Is it like what's a package usually cost?
Oh, if you're part of the church, then you get a good discount.
I'd hope so.
And it's very affordable. Usually $300 for a 2-hour time slot with cake and punch.
Ooh, all right. Now, do you do a full meal or is it just cake and punch?
We usually don't do a full meal. Oh, we have on occasion, it's becoming more popular, done a ham bun. Ham bun and potato salad is the extent of our meals, but that seems to do just fine with the mince and nuts and cake and punch we serve.
Good. So for the folks who may not be as embedded in the Midwest as I am, can you explain what a ham, I think we call them ham sliders in my family.
Ham sliders, ham bun.
Ham bun.
What is a ham slider from where you're from? Maybe it's the same.
Well, you know, it's ham, it's on a Hawaiian bun, the little tiny Hawaiian buns. Yep. And, you know, there's some sort of cheese and spread.
Yeah.
I don't know the recipe.
Well,
what's your recipe?
It's similar, but that sounds a little wild.
Oh,
what we usually have.
My apologies.
Our traditional ham bun that we serve at our weddings, and is, as I said, very popular, is ham on a regular white roll with butter.
On a regular white roll. Where are these sourced from?
Meaning not, you said Hawaiian roll?
Yeah. Like
we
the
don't
Hawaiian
do exotic
buns?
Rolls like that.
Oh.
No, we usually go to Steenstra's Bakery, and they've been making them for us for years.
Oh, okay. So like locally produced buns.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Right there in Hudsonville.
That is fancy. Yeah. And then it's ham, and what else is on there?
Butter.
Okay. No. Okay. Yeah, this feels very traditional.
Yeah.
This is a big, people like this?
People love it. I will tell you right now, I don't want to mess with a recipe.
No, if it ain't broke, They'll fix it.
That is correct.
Right.
That is correct.
Very Dutch way of thinking.
Yes.
So what do you got planned for us today? What are we doing today?
Well, I'm going to tell you about a few different couples that I've worked with and tell you and have you help me set up for the wedding that we're doing tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Yes.
All right.
So very briefly, the first couple I ever planned the wedding for was Evan and Tara.
Uh-huh.
And I've known them since they were kids.
Oh,
I've known them since they were kids. And some might say they're still kids because they're 18. Right. But they were exciting to plan.
A liquor store would still call them children. They would not be able to buy alcohol.
No one's buying alcohol.
Oh, these are dry weddings, of course.
No one is buying alcohol in Hudsonville.
Oh, is it a dry county or is it just by tradition or by law?
It is by tradition and by law on Sundays. Of course, no one's drinking. No one's drinking. No one's certainly buying alcohol on the Lord's Day.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. So they got married and it was a lovely wedding.
Good.
It was very, very simple and everyone was happy. And it is now, 17 years later and they are happily married still.
Wow, way to go.
Yeah. Another couple that we married were Jake and Sarah. Jake moved to our church when he was little. His grandparents had been here forever. And when they moved in, he immediately became friends with Sarah. And they have been together literally since third grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long ago did you marry those two?
They were married, let me think here. They were married 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
13 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But the couple we're marrying tomorrow is a special situation.
Oh, great, yes.
Because they are actually from Holland, Michigan.
Oh.
So they had to get special permission to be married in our church and special permission to have a reception in the church.
Oh, wow. Big deal.
It is a big deal. And they have family that's part of the church. And I don't know the situation at their own church. It's very strange to me that they wouldn't just get married in their own church. But they're getting married. And that couple, of course, is Nate and Bree.
That's
yes.
My favorite cheese.
So
tell me about Nate and Bree.
Nate and Bree.
They are outsiders, first of all.
They're outsiders.
So you're probably not used to doing a lot of weddings with outsiders.
No. I've had to do a little studying and research and spend some time with them to make sure that I'm comfortable serving cake and punch at their reception.
Uh-huh.
Nate and Bree went to different high schools, which is already crazy.
Yeah.
And then they met going on a mission trip together at church.
Oh, so they are good Christian kids.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, of
course. Where's their mission trip? Do you know?
Their mission trip, they went to Guatemala. Guatemala. And I saw pictures of it, and it looked like they were loving on the children and also rode horses on the beach, which I think is also lovely for God's creation.
Yeah. Not sure how much that helps the people of Guatemala, but that's okay.
I agree. But they're happily in love,
good.
And we will let them get married here.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what does a traditional wedding look like?
A traditional wedding at 37th Reformed of Hudsonville typically involves people dressed up very, very fancy. It's an opportunity for people to get really dressed up.
Wow, okay.
As much as they would for Sunday church, which is a lot.
Okay, which looks like what? Like tails, top hats,
Not
canes.
Quite tails and top hats, but definitely the very finest suits from our local tailor in Hudsonville.
Oh, very good.
And dresses that are usually custom handmade by the local women in town.
Okay.
Yeah, people like to support the local businesses.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing.
Folks, buy local.
Absolutely.
Think global.
Absolutely. And one of the things we really like about that is that many of the men and women end up dressing exactly alike.
Oh.
Because they all have the same tailors, and we like that look.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we like that look.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does your tailor sort of stay up to date with, like, the modern trends, the modern fashions?
I think it's all dependent on your definition of modern. We indeed like traditions, as I've made pretty clear.
Yeah.
And so we don't really look at fancy magazines or too far outside of Hudsonville for what's popular.
Okay. So like you would say you embody the fashion of Hudsonville.
Absolutely.
The like very long dress.
Yes. Like what I'm wearing now with Peter Pan collar, everything.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's the plan for these kids? We play a little music. They walk down the aisle.
Yep. We play the traditional music. We have our
solos.
What's
the traditional music?
The traditional music is the canon in D.
Oh, very good.
Yes,
okay.
Very common. Yes. And some people like to get fancy and have it on the organ, but we prefer just the piano.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And it's very simple processional with the people in their wedding.
Uh-huh.
The bulk part of the wedding usually is the sermon reminding the couple, in this case, Nate and Bree, of the responsibilities of the husband, the responsibilities of the wife.
Sure.
And that none of those responsibilities should cross over.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Do they ever use the phrase cadet and gem in the sermon?
I don't know if I've heard that other than potentially how couples met.
One was a cadet,
she was a gem. Yes.
Now, these two, our new couple, mm-hmm. were they in the program or are they a different denomination altogether?
No. They are definitely Dutch Reformed.
Okay.
But they were from a different church and they were not as involved in the youth group when they were younger as much as they became more involved as they got older. And they actually went on a mission trip together when they were in high school.
And that's
no longer Gems and Cadets.
Oh, okay. Gems and Cadets is little ones.
Correct.
Sure.
Correct.
The indoctrination starts early.
That is correct.
Good for you.
That is correct.
All right. So while they're up there getting married, what are we doing down here?
So down here, we're making sure all the tables are opened and set up and the folding chairs are all set. We like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
We keep it simple.
These are metal folding chairs.
Metal folding chairs. Yeah. So we've used them for years.
Yeah, these look very used.
Yes. They're traditional. They're worn in. That's what people like about us.
Okay.
We also put a very simple decoration on each table, which is a small bouquet of flowers and a picture of the Lord.
Not the couple.
No.
The focus is now the picture of the Lord. Is that what is
Jesus?
That,
Jesus.
Is that on the cross or is it like?
No.
Just
no,
like
no,
holding no. a baby.
It's just like a senior picture of Jesus.
Oh, I
would
see.
Say.
Oh, sure. A headshot.
A headshot. Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because we want to make sure everyone is reminded.
Right.
Of who the focus is on.
Right, because it's really a marriage between three people.
That is correct.
So if you think about it, in a way, like the Dutch Reformers, every marriage is like a ménage à trois, you know? It's a throuple.
I'm not familiar with those words.
Apologies.
I don't know anything about the French.
Sure.
And I would say that Jesus is indeed the glue that brings all the couples together and, frankly, keeps them together.
And now, do you have a lot of divorce? I know divorce is a bit of an epidemic.
Well,
do you have a lot of couples not stay together?
Sadly, there is more divorce than I would like to admit.
Yeah.
Especially because they go through this whole effort of the church and they have a beautiful reception with cake and punch, and then it doesn't last.
I wonder why.
I don't know. We're becoming much more open-minded as a collective people in the church to be accepting of divorcees because it's not always someone's fault if they are cheated on by someone.
That's really wonderful of you to say. And in fact, I actually just read about the first Christian Reformed Church.
Oh.
So not the 37th.
Correct.
But they were one of the founding churches in Grand Rapids, and they have recently left the Calvinist denomination in hopes of being a little more inclusive.
There is some controversy about what is tradition and what is not tradition, and we're going to keep ourselves in our spot. We are not going to move anywhere on how we feel about things. If it was written in the Bible thousands of years ago, we still believe it now.
Okay, so are you stoning people who like are...
Not as much as we used to.
Okay.
But I will say we have been known to ask people to leave the church if they ever do something that we don't agree with.
Like what? What would that be?
Well, one time a woman wore pants to church.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it was not pretty. It was awkward for all of us and uncomfortable. And so a group of us got together and decided to go to the pastor. And we told Pastor Jelsema, we said, you need to do something about this. We don't want to bring these radical women into our church if they're going to dress like that.
Okay. So there's no need to or desire to like step out as the bride and like choose a fashion that might set yourself apart.
We don't really believe in being the superstar of your own life. We believe in keeping it focused on the Lord.
But in a way that like conforms with everybody else.
That is correct.
Okay, got it. Well, here's hoping everything gets a little more inclusive. It's interesting because, of course, as we know, Calvin, he's famous for saying that all salvation is through Jesus.
And that is correct.
And like that nothing can keep you from God's, that God is eternally forgiving. And it doesn't matter what you do.
Well.
Whether it's pants or.
Well.
Sleeping in late on Sunday.
Nothing is a relative term.
For who?
Nothing can keep you from the Lord is a relative term because there are behaviors people are choosing where they should not be presenting themselves to the Lord. I will tell you, though. I will tell you.
Please do.
That we have evolved in our thinking more than people might think.
How so?
We have added mixed nuts to the reception buffet and not just peanuts.
Wow.
But people seem to like it. We're willing to evolve if that's what the people want.
Good for you. That's evidence right there.
Thank you.
Progress is possible.
That is correct.
Was that a difficult change?
Some people left the church because of it. But I think it's the right thing to do. I thought it was the right thing to do. And I stood my ground.
You know what? Sometimes people leaving the church might be the journey that the Lord has for them.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Even if they get a little help from the congregation.
Okay. So let's jump back into these decorations.
Sure.
Do you put any like fancy things on the chairs? You know, like a wrap around the chair?
No.
Any tablecloths?
We have butcher paper that we roll down.
Oh, that's the big roll of paper.
Yes, that's the paper we have. And if you'll see over here, we have stacks and stacks of masking tape because we'll tape it underneath the table.
Okay.
That's a bit of a tradition in our church.
Too. Sure. It's easy cleanup.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
absolutely.
All right. You are really not fancy.
No. We want to make sure the focus is on the Lord.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't want to hold you up much longer. I really want to help you set up. Before we go, though, is there any words of wisdom for the folks at home? Are you interested in inviting people to join your church?
We are not interested in inviting people to join our church.
That feels like it's against the original mission.
Well, there are other churches to be part of. If you're part of the three families that run the Hudsonville area, then you are absolutely welcome.
Okay. Outside of that, not so much.
Outside of that, we welcome you to any other church.
So, well, I'm hoping my listenership is a little bit larger. So for anybody who's not those three families, any words of advice before you go?
Always turn to the Lord and always keep the focus on the Lord and know that there may be a time to evolve, even if it's uncomfortable for you as the church reception coordinator.
Beautiful. Thank you, Margie, so much for coming on the show. Margie Clue, everybody.
Thank you.
That's all for today, you for Scoopers. Remember, you can listen to this and every one of our episodes on lccconnect.org, plus all your major streaming platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had as much fun as we did. And until next time, if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you.